Yeah, it's there's been a fair bit of interest, obviously, and a lot of excitement about actually getting to this point. At the start of the year, when it was obviously still wet and we weren't quite sort of developed to the point on these farms where we needed to be operational, to actually have an opportunity to get ahead of here and have grain come into it, it's very exciting and very rewarding for the effort that everybody's put into it so far.
Well, we can hear that the header is approaching. I have a feeling we might get covered in dust, so we could have to duck for cover fairly soon, Luke. What's actually occurring here? What is the machine doing?
So the chair's been windrowed just over a week ago. The header's coming through with a pickup front, taking that windrow through, thrashes out all the trash and takes the grain into the tank and eventually into the truck.
So when did you actually begin harvesting the chair here?
Just over 2 weeks ago. We got into our first block and been progressively moving through it since.
It's just turning around now. And there's that dust. So when was the chia planted?
We planted the chia mid-May. Been irrigating and fertilising since then, and keeping the grubs away from it, trying to look after it as best we can, and get it to this point where we're at today.
There's some nice looking chia literally just a few metres from where we're standing. Can we have a look?
Yep, we can go for it.
What makes a good chia crop, and tell us about this one here?
Essentially, if we get grain out of it like that, we'll call that a good chia crop. If we can make it through to harvest and our quality's good and our yield's up there, then we'll call that a win. We're pretty much up to Mother Nature on a lot of it as far as getting it in on time and harvesting it before the rain, the insect pressure and the general growing conditions. So if we can get to a point where we've got grain in the hand like that, we're pretty happy.
It's a light grey grain. It would only be a millimetre in diameter, I suppose.
It is, yeah. This is a white chia, and very tiny seed. So there's actually a fair bit of work goes into setting up the machinery and the combines to make sure we keep all that grain or as much as we can. So we've got a local contractor doing that for us at the moment.
And you happy with the quality?
Yeah, it's been good thus far. Hopefully it continues, and that'll be obviously very weather dependent. But we'll be doing everything we can to get it off before any weather, or doing as much as we can to try and avoid it. So we'll see how we go.
And why white chia?
It's what we had, basically.
There's a few different varieties.
There's black and white. We've got a bit of black in. Started planting white and got through sort of 90% of our area with white, and then put a block of black in. No particular reason. It's just the first bag I got, basically.
So there's not that much difference?
No. Yet to say if there's a yield difference here, but...
So what are the yields looking like?
We're extremely happy with where they are. We set out at the start of the year to basically learn a lot of lessons, which we have done, and we're actually getting some grain as a result of that, which for the first year on ground that was covered in trees 18 months ago, is quite an achievement. We're very happy.
What happens to the chia once it's been harvested out here in the paddock?
So we're delivering into the co-op in town. They're bagging, and then freight goes south where it's graded and packaged for export to China.
How are you finding that process in terms of trying to set it up?
Yeah, probably not as straightforward as we'd like. If it was as easy as delivering grain to the co-op, I think everyone would be doing it. But we'll persevere with it. We can see that there'll be reward in doing that, and continue on. Hopefully some of the barriers and hurdles that we run into become less and less and break down, and we can share in what we're trying to achieve. Everybody can share in that.
Chia isn't the only crop that Kai's growing in the Ord. Can you tell us what else you've got coming up?
We've got some millet and grain sorghum in as well. Millet we'll look to harvest straight after the chia, ideally. It's getting pretty close, and the grain sorghum's probably a month away at the moment. It was planted a little bit later, but it looks really good, so should hold up all right, I hope.
It's a milestone, isn't it?
Yeah.
This first harvest of the first crop for Kai. How excited are you about it?
Yeah, extremely excited. Obviously, there's been a lot of people have been in the order, been waiting for this a lot longer than I have. So it's, quite a significant milestone for a lot of people. It's had a lot of sceptics. A lot of people say it wouldn't happen. So it's fantastic to be, one, involved in it, and two, actually be on the ground and see it happen. Very exciting.